It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Let's Chat with Rustite. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk to you about some tools that will help you grow your business online. Now, around this time every year for the past three, maybe 4 years now, I've posted a blog that talks about different tools that will help you grow your businesses. And there are some tools that stay the same, some kind of upgrade, and then there are some new and better tools that I've found that have helped me along the way. So that's exactly what I want to talk to you about in this week's podcast. It kind of ties into my blog this week, and I go a little more in depth here for each of the different tools. Now, growing your business, obviously having a team is ideal for you. I mean, we can't all do it by ourselves, but having some tools to help us along the way will help us be more productive and help us grow our businesses even more. So the first tool I want to talk to you about is no secret that I love this tool. And you're already thinking probably now, and you already know what it is. It's Todoist. So with Todoist, I basically run my entire business out of this app, program, whatever you want to call it. From all of my personal and business daily routines, from my morning, my midday, and my evening routines are all in there. All of my client work's in there. Everything I need to know, that is my one-stop shop. It's something that I'm in all day long and using. Now, not only is it a to-do list, so I can see what tasks I have, but it's also a project manager. So I have a couple different teams in different projects that I'm working with. So whether it be an accountability team that I'm working with and there's a project for that, whether it be a client that our entire team is using this to just individuals that are in there with me for different projects, you're able to organize and keep track of everything that needs to get done in whatever project it is that you're working on. And the cool thing about Todoist is it's completely free. Now, there is a paid version that allows you to upload documents and get reminders and do a few other things that are, in my opinion, absolutely necessary, but you don't need it. You don't need to have those to make Todoist work for you. Now, Todoist, it's completely free, like I said, unless you want to have a few bonus features that are very, very useful. But I couldn't run my business without Todoist. I'll tell you that right now. Now, the other tool that I use on a daily basis, and you know what, I'm kind of a nerd for this one. It's Excel, and whether it be Excel or Google Sheets, personally, I prefer Excel. Some of the different spreadsheets that I use have some in-depth formulas, and I have macros from spreadsheet to spreadsheet. So I need to have Excel, whereas Google Sheets, I haven't seen Google Sheets be able to do some of the things that I've been doing, but either way, for the just the general stuff that I use for the business on a day-to-day basis, Excel and Google Sheets are perfect. Now, one of the biggest things I use Excel for is my content calendar. Now, I have two content calendars in Excel. The first one is my main content calendar. This is where I have a tab for all of my ideas and different content ideas. So this is where I start the brainstorm And if I need to throw some links in there and whatever the case may be, this is just the, that's where I brainstorm. And then from there, I have a tab for each month. And then within each month, it's broken down by day. And then I break it down by multiple posts for multiple times. And in there, I'm able to write all the copy out, paste the file name for the image that I'm using. And I use a Google Drive for this. So I have a folder that keeps everything organized. And then I have a URL spot if I'm going to be posting a URL with that post. So this basically lays everything out in one spot. So that way, when it comes time to create everything, I batch all my work and then I schedule everything out. And then I go back to Todoist after I've got them scheduled out. And that helps me engage and use, we'll kind of talk about that a little bit later on this podcast, but using Excel for a content calendar, absolutely an amazing tool. Let me just grab a quick sip of water here. As I'm recording this podcast episode, I do have a cold, so you'll have to bear with me here. Now, the other thing that I use Todoist for is, I use Excel for, is tracking all of my data. So I track, the first thing I track is followers. So I've built a spreadsheet where I can quickly see all of my followers, all of my clients' followers, and then that way I can track trends really quickly. Very simple spreadsheet with a few formulas, and it helps me see what kind of content is working and what's not. As well as, I like to keep track of the time that I spend throughout the day. So whether it be on client work, on website work, whether it be on funnels, whether it be on meetings or research or whatever the case may be, I track everything down to 15-minute to a half-hour intervals. So throughout the day, I'll continually fill out what I'm working on, and that tracks all of my time then for the entire day, and then for the entire week, and then I have it by quarter, and then for the entire year. So I can see what I've worked on, when I'm working on it, and how much I'm actually putting in. And then I also have some personal time slots, so I can see if I'm scrolling on social media, if I've got distracted and I put a movie on, and next thing I know, half hour's gone by and I'm watching a movie in the background. Well, I'll track that so I can see where my productive time is and where my non-productive time is. So these are great ways to use spreadsheets to help you further your business and further your productivity. Now, something I've talked about before is Canva. Now, Canva is an amazing design tool I can't even count how many templates they have in there. So whether you want to do Facebook posts to Facebook covers to an image for Twitter, the Twitter banner, it has every size you can think of. You can build out full presentations in Canva as opposed to using PowerPoint. So the cool thing about doing presentations in Canva is all the images, all the elements, everything is right there for you, and you just have to plug in your own content. That's it. Now, again, Canva is a free tool, which is really cool, with the bonus if you, I believe it's around $12 a month, so it's very cheap. But if you get the paid version, you're able to have folders, you can create brands, you can have people and teams working with you in Canva. If you own a company and you're doing a lot of work in it, that's something I would consider. If you're just doing it from home for your own social media, you really don't need to pay for it. That's a personal preference. But Canva is an amazing, amazing tool. I don't use all Canva. I use two other things that help me with my design side of the business. The first one is called GIMP, G-I-M-P. And it is basically Photoshop, but it's a free open sourced program. And it has everything that Photoshop has. So whether you want to doctor an image, if you want to remove the background, whatever the case may be, GIMP is an amazing design tool. Now, to talk a little further about removing the background from images, there's also a free website. It's called remove.bg. So it's remove background, where basically you upload your photo and they remove the background for you right then and there. You can do it for free, or if you want to pay for it, you can get a higher quality image. I personally pay for it so I can get that high quality, high resolution HD photo for what I'm using, but that is not necessary. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is using schedulers for your content. Now, something that could really, really bog you down is actually creating the posts and creating content on the fly, because it's something that you've always got to worry about. And if you forget a day or two, that could be harmful. Not a lot if you forget just one or two, but the more days you miss, the worse it gets, because you want to be as consistent as possible with putting out content. So that's where taking some time to batch, do some batch work, create all the content, and then schedule it out, and then go back and engage and then do your normal Gary Vee strategy like we talked about before, and actually getting that that engagement there. But to schedule the content so you don't have to worry about that part of it, there's a few different tools that I use. Now, I've been through and I've used a ton of different platforms. For me, what I found best isn't an all-encompassing scheduler. I use a couple. Now, for Facebook and Instagram, I use the Facebook program. They have two. So in your business manager, I use the publishing tools for my Facebook. Quick, easy, and it's just like you're posting to Facebook. You just go off and schedule for your posts. Now, for Instagram, Facebook has a program called Creator Studio. Now, this is a really cool program that you can schedule out all of your Instagram posts for a business page. It doesn't work for personal profiles, but it will for your business pages. And then you can have as many accounts in there as you want. I haven't yet seen any limit. But you can. The only downfall to Creator Studio is I have had third-party programs before that have been shut down, but they allowed you to put a comment, the first comment, which is perfect for your hashtags. Unfortunately, Creator Studio doesn't do that yet, knock on wood, but that will allow you to just use the typical, put your copy up front, put your all your spaces with the decimals, and then you can throw your hashtags there. Now, the other thing I use is called TweetDeck. And as you can imagine, that's for Twitter. Now, that's a really cool program because the whole dashboard, you're allowed to customize. So you can have your own feed, your client feeds, so you can see what's happening, retweet right there from TweetDeck. And you could also have a feed for trends, so you can see what's actually trending, and from there use that to your advantage. So as you're creating your content, I usually have TweetDeck up so I can see what's trending, and that kind of helps me get an idea from what's trending and something that I could maybe tweak to use that in my posts and in my tweets. Now, the last one I use, I went back to Hootsuite. Now, Hootsuite, if you want to have multiple platforms, they do charge. However, you are allowed up to three platforms. And what I use that for is my LinkedIn, because that is the, as far as I can tell, and if I'm wrong, I would love somebody to reach out and let me know. But for scheduling LinkedIn posts, whether it be on your business page or your personal, Hootsuite is the only one I've seen that's been able to do that. So that's what I use Hootsuite for. It's just for my LinkedIn. So other than that, those are the main tools that I wanted to talk about today. If you want to see any of these tools, by all means, head to our website, rustechmedia.com/resources. We have a ton of resources there, and we talk about a lot of these programs there as well. And if you want to have the content calendars that we use, as well as a couple other tools that will help you grow online, we're going to put the link below. We have a social media bundle for you. So just click below and have a look. It's the 30 days of content. And then from there, you can get all the tools that we use. So again, that's info.rustechmedia.com/social-media-bundle. And it'll also be linked here in the podcast for whatever platform you're listening on, as well as it is on our website right there. It's the first thing you see with a bright red bar. So hopefully this was very helpful for you guys today. Hopefully if you're not using these tools, you can check them out and they do help you. And with that, we'll chat with you next week. Something I struggled with when I first started out was coming up with content, and not only coming up with content, but being consistent with coming up with great content for not only my own platforms, but for my clients as well. Now, this is something that you can not only use for yourself, but you can use this for your business as well. So if you want 30 days of content for free, head to info.rustechmedia.com/social-media-bundle and pick up your free copy of our 30 days of content.